Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in the house. This is God's word for today, and today we're reading from Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of the life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but is to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children of God, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Hallelujah. We are admonished here by the apostle and are reminded that we cannot please God living contrary to his instructions. But if we live by his word, we know that we have the assurance by the indwelling of the Christ of God that in that great day when Jesus shall descend in the clouds with power and great glory with the trump of God, coming to get the righteous ones of God, we will be able to be caught up with him. And so this helps us again. This word is teaching us, and it helps us to know, and this is for every one of us, this is for all of humanity, that if we repent and give in to Christ and to God and ask him to fill us with the Holy Ghost, and God chooses to baptize us with the Holy Ghost, we now have the indwelling of his Spirit. This is what baptism with the Holy Ghost means. This is when you hear me say, we have the indwelling of the Christ of God. This is this anointing, that power, that authority, that anointing was in Jesus. The Christ was now in us. And if we live according to the instruction of God, he's going to empower us to do the thing and be able to resist the devil, be able to resist him, be able to speak to him and make him command and follow our commands, just as Jesus did when he was in the land. This is why the enemy is on the prowl and causing people to not want, keep people from believing the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power that it is. And that's why the devil is causing weak-minded people and people that just walk in the flesh and they just want these carnal things that's going to get burned up anyway. This is why he's causing them to get in our ears and whisper things to us, and you can have this, and you can have that, and you can go to this place, and you can go to that place. Because the devil knows as long as he can keep your attention, you won't give God the attention that he deserves. So he knows that God's not going to give you, he manifests his promises in your life. So let us be wise that we're going to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, because it's very clear here. We cannot please God walking in the flesh. So everybody, everywhere, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, repent, admit that you're a sinner, and ask God to save you by the baptism of his spirit, the indwelling of the Christ of God, as it happened on the day of Pentecost. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake in tongues as God gave them the utterance, so that they would know that it had happened by God's approval. When I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left and could say, I used everything you gave me. Irma Bombette. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, again this morning as we experience the dawn of this new day, we say thank you, God, and we ask you to please forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, that again today, God, that you are going to continue to lead, guide, and direct us. You're going to envelop us in your favor and allow love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives and allow healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation to overtake every one of us, God, that come to that understanding, to that, God, submission to your word, that we humble ourselves. If we know that we don't have the Holy Ghost, that we're going to repent and ask you to please save us from this underworld generation, and at your discretion, you're going to baptize with the Holy Ghost. And at that point, the Bible helps us to understand that even the angels in heaven rejoice when another soul comes out of darkness into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord God, again today. And we ask you, God, to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Because we know that the scripture teaches us that you know that you helped us to know that through the scripture that afflictions have been appointed unto us. And we're going to have adversaries. We're going to have adversity. We're going to have difficulty. We're going to have trials and tribulations. But you also let us know that it does not mean that you're not going to be there with us to get us through it, to bring us out into a good place on the other side of whatever it is that we have to be confronted with. So we thank you, God, for we know that your word said you never leave us nor forsake us. We trust your word. So wherever we find ourselves, we're going to seek with everything in us to not let our faith fail us. God, in Jesus' name, we're going to keep ourselves reminded with you on our side, you're more than the whole world against us. We're going to keep ourselves reminded that since you are for us, then who can be against us? We're going to keep ourselves reminded that we get a new load of benefits every day, and those benefits have in it what takes us to get through another day, to give you glory and honor, to give you joy, that you'll continue to strengthen us, that we are equipped by you, equip us the next day with the same wisdom, the same knowledge, the same love, the same compassion, the same mercy that you show us, that we're going to show it to others, and we're going to show you gratitude by doing so, that you'll continue to bless us. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you again today, because we realize even right now that you're God and you're God alone. We are reminded so that it's you that have made us and not we ourselves. We're also reminded by your word that no man come to you except you draw him. So we know, God, in order for you to draw us, we have to be walking in compliance with your word. We're walking in subjection to your word. And we know that in order to do that, it takes faith in you. And we know that in order for the faith to build and to grow, we need to understand your word. And so you said that you would give us pastors after your own heart that would feed the people with knowledge and with understanding of that knowledge. And that is to know you and what you desire and require of humanity. And when we walk in obedience to that, you're going to continue to demonstrate your presence. So we ask you, Lord God, in order for our faith to keep growing, to keep refreshing our pastors everywhere, every pastor everywhere. God, whatever size the congregation is, God, but anoint and re-anoint, God, refresh, God, refill us, God, with the Holy Ghost, that we stand and preach and teach this gospel. And we do it without fear, favoritism, or compromise, We're not preaching for fame and glory. We're not preaching to get huge sums of money. We're not preaching, hallelujah, God, because we're afraid of somebody. We are preaching and teaching this gospel and demonstrating this gospel with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence, because we want to show you gratitude, because we know it was you that chose to get us out of darkness. It was you that put your spirit in us. It was you, for those of us that you have sent to preach and to teach, you did it, God, hallelujah, by your choosing. And so we're asking you, God, again, right now, this very hour, God, to continue to refresh every pastor everywhere, that we don't take down from preaching this truth, because we know that the enemy is on the prowl, seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, and he's manipulating the minds of people, even pastors and preachers, God, because of the filthy lucre, because of, God, popularity with people, God, of prominence, God, hallelujah. But for those of us that have the indwelling of your spirit, and God, and you've been so kind to us to help us to understand, we know that when we seek you, whatever it is that we need in our life to be who you want us to be, you will take care of that, even if it means putting people in our lives that have money and things that can get us to where you want us to be. You will take care of that. That we, God, hallelujah, you will supply us according to your riches in glory with whatever it is that we need to do and to be what you want us to do and to be. If we just follow in the instruction in your word, you will take care of that. So we don't have to listen, God, to the enemy. We should not listen to people, family members, friends, best friends, college, high school, classmates in school, whoever they are, that we're going to hold fast to your word and not be overcome with contemporaryism, with contemporary thought, with new philosophy, new doctrine, and we turn away from the truth that is written in the gospel, in the Holy Scriptures, where you said, don't add to nor subtract from. So God, we persevere. And as the pastors preach and teach the truth, our faith will increase. God, so much so that even when we find ourselves in sick beds, we're not going to give up on you, because we know, God, that you're the God of all flesh and nothing is too hard for you. And we know, hallelujah, that every hallelujah. We know, God, that every spirit is subject to you and your authority, and that authority you've put in us, that you've regenerated, you've baptized with the Holy Ghost, that we have the indwelling of the Christ of God, so that even if you allow some sickness or some malady or some affliction to come upon us, God, we're going to hold fast to your truth, your word. We're going to hold fast, God, because of the anointing. It's going to destroy those yokes to try to come and tie us down and keep us in that sick bed, God. But you're going to get us out of that sick bed when you hear us crying out, God, so that people can hear us. And we're crying out to you, Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I've failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, and heal my body if it takes a miracle, Holy Father. And when they hear these cries being made, and then when you go to work and you get people out of those hospital rooms, get them out of those hospital beds, get them out of those convalescent homes, those nursing homes, and get them back on their feet, that they walk out on their own. God, they're speaking and talking without slurs, without impediments, God. And they're going to, at home, they're going to get out of those beds and take their bedrooms and turn them back into bedrooms and not hospital rooms, taking out all of those supplies and equipment and stuff, God, because you moved by your spirit and you healed their bodies. You gave them a miracle because they had faith in you. They trusted you. They trusted your word. And when you saw in their hearts, God, hallelujah, you moved by your spirit. And for that, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Just like you're doing that, God, for those that have lost their way, because they allowed their feelings and emotions control their decision-making. They allowed people around them that don't believe and trust in you to keep talking and saying things in their ears, and they gave in to what they were saying for them to do, and they moved away from the truth. But when they get out, God, hallelujah, and the people that did all that talking and and encouraging them to do all this. And now when they're out there on their own, they're nowhere to be found. God, but when they begin to cry out and they realize, God, when they begin to cry out and they realize that they're back in that darkness that you got them out of, they're back doing things that you had delivered them from. But God, we're asking you by faith in Jesus' name, when they sincerely begin to cry out to you, repenting, Lord, anywhere and everywhere I've failed you, in word, in deed, or in thought, please forgive me, Lord. Hallelujah. And refresh me and restore me and get me back in alignment with walking in the light of the knowledge of the gospel. And God, when you hear that sincerity, God, then knowing, God, because you know what thoughts are before we can think them, we know, God, when people are just crying out because they want a quick fix, they just want to get out of the moment. And you know, God, the difference in them and those that are crying out, Lord, if you get me straight this time, I'm never looking back. God, hallelujah, and you're moving, you're refreshing them, and you're restoring them, and you're getting them back, God, on the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Even restoring, God, self-sufficiency and financial independence and livelihoods where those that have lost them, Lord God, because of one reason or another, but whatever the reason was, when they cry out to you in sincerity and in truth, particularly those of the household of faith, but anyone that crying to you in sincerity, God, hallelujah, when you hear their cry, God, we beseech you by your mercy that you move by your spirit, hallelujah. God, and you restore their self-sufficiency, restore, God, their livelihood, restore that financial independence. God, that they can take care of their own responsibilities. They can take care of their families, and God, and they can take care of their own bills, God, and they won't sit around like some people. They become complacent. And they just sit around and they're almost happy to be on social assistance because they won't go out and try to find jobs. They won't try to be creative enough to find jobs that even that they could help other people, God, to come out of their things. But they're so caught up in the flesh that they're spending money on all of this junk, all of this superfluous stuff that they're putting all on their bodies and everywhere, God, and they're taking money, God, and food out of the children's mouths because they're waiting for social assistance to feed them. God, but there are those that want to be self-sufficient. There are those, God, hallelujah, that you let us know by your word, if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. God, and so if some people want to be self-sufficient, where you see that, where you hear that cry, God, we know that you're going to move by your spirit. And you're going to refresh and you're going to restore like only you can, because you're the God of all flesh, God, and you're the sovereign, majestic God, and everything is subject to you. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we know, God, hallelujah, that you alone can save. And where you find people crying out in their homes because, God, love in the home has gone, peace in the home has disappeared, joy in the home has disappeared, and it's all because people began to listen to the wrong spirit, and they allowed themselves to be overcome with Satan and walking in the flesh, God, but we believe and we trust you by your word. When that home, when they get together and they begin to pray together, when they begin to read scripture together, God, when they begin to cry out to you together as one unit, God, you're going to move by your spirit and you're going to restore, God, the love back in that home. You're going to restore peace back in that home. Joy will return to that home, God, that they'll begin to get back and do things together in the home. They'll eat meals as a family in the home. They won't be separating and dividing and everybody going to their own little space. And while there's eating, there's on some kind of screen somewhere, particularly the children. But God, but when these parents understand that they bring that family back together and put them down and they sit down and they eat together, if they don't even have a table, God, big enough all of them to sit down together, they can sit down in one room together, God, but do it together. And when you see that, God, you're going to restore love and joy and peace and happiness, and they're going to get out of that house, they're going to get to the church house, and they're going to hear what the pastor's preaching. They're going to hear the wisdom of the word. They're going to hear the love that you have for humanity. And when they realize, God, that they are part of all of that, and they're going to cry out to you, you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, God. You're going to fill them, God, and that home is going to turn into a God presence home. Hallelujah. God, and they're going to praise you, God, until the community and everybody go wonder what happened over there. The yard is cleaned up again. The house, everything is cleaned up. They're not filthy and dirty anymore. And all of these things, what's going on? And when they just begin to make an inquiry, and they'll be able to very simply say, when we decided to put God first in our life, when we decided that we are a family and we're going to live together as a family, God moved in, and hopefully and prayerfully, the next family and the next family and the neighborhood and the community and, God, the villages and the counties and the cities, God, we can turn back to you. God, that you will turn back some of this wrath and fury and indignation that you've loosed in the land. God, where these little children are killing children. Little children are having babies because parents are not doing good parenting jobs. God, and just people, parents fussing, cussing, all these things that's going on. But God, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord, that when the preaching goes forth, God, hallelujah, preaching, God, with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence, and when people realize that they can't beat you, and people begin to submit to you, and they begin to cry out to you, and they get their friends to pray together, and you begin to heal and get people out of sick beds and back on their feet, and people that realize that they messed up, when you start bringing them back out of darkness into this light of the knowledge of the gospel, when, God, you begin to restore self-sufficiency, hallelujah, when you begin to help those that have lost loved ones to get their heads up, God, because you're comforting them, you're consoling them, you're strengthening them to move forward, hallelujah, to not to just sit and waste away in mourning the loss of the loved one, but they're going to lift up their heads as the psalmist said, I'm going to look to the hill from which cometh my help coming from the Lord, and they're going to begin to cry out to you. And when they begin to cry out to you, you're going to strengthen them and encourage them, God, that they'll be able to help others that when that time should come in their lives. God, and we just thank you for turning homes into God presence. Oh, go, Bohosha. Hallelujah. Turning homes into God presence homes where families pray together, where families eat together, where families read your word together, God, and joy is back in that home, God, and peace is back in that home, and love is back in that home. So we thank you. We praise you, God, because we know that you're God and you're God alone. It's you that have made us, not we ourselves. We know the hallelujah that without beside you, there is no God. Hallelujah. Because all of these other things, God, and these the other religions that call whatever they call God, these inanimate things are things that can't talk and things that can't communicate, God, verbally with one another, Lord. And people realize that you're God, hallelujah, and you're God alone. God, you're going to turn things around, hallelujah. And they thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, hallelujah. And even in our governments, God, you're going to, when the people begin to realize that the more they take advantage of people just because they can, the worse the wrath, your fury gets on the whole land, and they'll begin to suffer. They're going to begin to lose things. Like you're sending these fires in the land that spark from nowhere, that burning hundreds of thousands of acres of land that gave people wealth and worth, but now it's all burned up and they don't have that. Hallelujah. And for those, God, that just they live above and beyond people just because they can and they ignore other people, but God, you are letting their homes fall off the side of the cliff. You're letting their homes, God, be overrun with fire and with floods. God, and when they wake up and realize that if they turn to you and turn away from this selfishness and this superiority, God, hallelujah, God, and all of this superfluity that they live in, and they humble themselves and turn to you, God, they who can tell that you might turn, God, away from some of the wrath that you will loose on the land and turned it, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you, God, because you're God and you're God alone. And we're going to learn, live by your word. We're going to do our best to be walking command in order to your commands and your demands, God, that we please you, that you continue to lead us and guide us. That so when the day that the Lord Jesus shall descend in the clouds of power and great glory with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel, when that trump shall sound, the Bible teaches us that the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then those that are alive and on the earth that have the indwelling of the Christ of God by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, their souls, they're going to get caught up together to go meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. Shaking off this old house, because the Bible tells us that we have another building that's eternal in the heavens. So we thank you, Holy Father. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, and we believe that you're going to grant unto us the things that we ask, because we do ask them in Jesus' name. We ask them in humility. We ask them, God, knowing that you are God and you're God alone. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for those that you're going to save. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for those that you're going to heal. Thank you for restoring us, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for those that you're going to restore. God, thank you for delivering us. Thank you for those that you're going to deliver. Thank you, God, for restoration. God, and thank you for those that you're going to grant restoration. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. In the name of Jesus the Christ, and we do believe it so. Amen, and thank you, God. Good morning, good afternoon. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Wherever you are, remember, amen, that things are not as bad as they seem. Amen. Praise the Lord. And there's nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. And you got to keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. And then you walk in the way, amen, follow the instruction of the scriptures. Sometimes God allows things to happen in our life because we know we're not Mr. and Miss Perfect. Amen. But when God allows some things to happen in our life, we should say, thank you, God, because he's allowing us. I'm paying attention to you. So I'm doing this to you to get your attention. You need to put a check in this and that. Amen. So you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.